Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We gonna get a high. Yes, sir.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The fashion police have been transferred to a new precinct.
We're here to clean up the mean streets of Monday Night Raw.
Do you have a permit for that mohawk?
And these outfits. There's no theme. Everything just clashes.
Dresses. You're wearing dresses.
I'm gonna lock you two right up.
We're not gonna disrespect the badge. We're just gonna write you two a couple of tickets right now.
Hang on. Book 'em, Dango.
Yeah. I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 21st. Wow.
Did you indulge a bit too much yesterday, Kay?
April 21st, that's today's date. I got it now. I wrote it wrong, to be honest with you, on my sheet here, but it had nothing to do with that.
We gonna get a high. Yes, sir.
That was yesterday, 420. Welcome to the show today. Holidays today, real quick. It's a Husband Appreciation Day. Poor Danny, wife's away. She's not going to be able to do the husband appreciation.
I'll let her know she has to make it up to me.
Yeah, it's always the third Saturday in April, and it's Kindergarten Day, and it's National Surprise Drug Test Day. Sorry, making a bad joke. It is not really. It should be, though. I mean, it seems quite logical. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us May 6th for Backlash pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And I hear now Salvatore Saloon's going to be doing Backlash too. So you can either watch it out here in Irondequoit, technically Rochester, Irondequoit, or you can watch it at Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville. And it's, of course, it's a 8 p.m. start time for the pay-per-view. Of course, they have a pre-show. They'll probably have that on at 7. It'll be hosted by us. There'll be prizes, drink specials all night long. That's May 6th for Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for WWE's Backlash pay-per-view. And if you're into MMA, join us May 12th for UFC 224 at both those places as well. Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. We'll be there hanging out. There'll be great drink specials all night long. That's May 12th. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 224, and there is never cover for either. Don't be fooled. And if you want to come watch the pay-per-view with us, you know, we had a good crowd for WrestleMania, but I want to make that bigger. I've got stuff to give away. The more people come, the more stuff I'm giving away. That's what I always say, you know. I like to give stuff away, too, so please show up. By the way, I'm the Cash Man this morning. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
It's the DC Cash Show. Thank you so much. We're on Facebook Live right now if you want to follow us. I'm sporting my Flower City Fear shirt because that's the roller derby team that is my team, my men's team that I skate for. And they have a big fundraiser tomorrow at Dom's Bowling. It's on Westridge Road, 664 Westridge Road, Dom's Bowling, 1-4. If you want to go bowl with the skaters from the men's roller derby team, the Flower City Fear, come on out. It's $25. Get to play three games. You get those complimentary, wonderful, fashionable shoes, and even pick a, you know, a lane ball there too. You know, one that won't pull your thumb out of a joint when the first time you throw it. And there's prizes, and there's going to be some great raffles. There's a Pain Clinic sponsored prize. It's a Hulk Hogan bear. Still in the wrapping. It's a collectible as well as a Randy Macho Man Savage, the very last figure of the Macho Man that the WWE put out on their action figure. Is it action figures? What do they call them again? No. They're not dolls.
Action figures.
Action figures. Okay. It's a Randy Macho. So that's our prize we're giving away, and a couple t-shirts too. So you're going to definitely check that out tomorrow. Dom's Bowling Center. It's right there near Kodak on Westridge Road. It's in that little plaza with Bathtub Billy's. And check that out. So I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. We're here to talk the world of pro wrestling. Where do we start from this past week?
Well, real quick, I just wanted to throw this in. I might not have been paying attention, but did you do our birthdays today?
I did. I didn't. Happy 44th to Orlando Jordan.
Is that all you had?
There's another one. I think it's someone who passed away, isn't it? No, it's not Danger Boy, is it? No.
I was just going to throw out... happy birthday to NXT's Nikki Cross.
Oh, Nikki Cross's birthday?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I know that it's also Axel Rotten's birthday, too. He passed away like a year ago. But yeah, April 21st is an interesting day for birthdays. Nikki Cross, who I assume would be called up soon, didn't happen.
Well, it sounds like they have plans for her and the current NXT Women's Champion.
Oh, okay. Very good, then. Yes. And I like that a lot. We had that's what I guess we'll start off talking about is the mix-up talent scramble by the WWE this past week.
Superstar shakeup,
and it's
don't
like
you dare call it a draft.
Not a draft because they don't want you to know that. But it's interesting. I don't know what you guys think about it. 222-1280 *1280 is the number. If you want to give us a call and tell us what you think, if you think it was bad or good. I mean, right now, Danny and I we come to maybe a little bit of an agreement. We think that it is that SmackDown came out on the plus side. If there was a plus minus to someone losing, gaining talent, I think it definitely was SmackDown. They definitely picked up Jeff Hardy as a champ, after he won it on Monday night, after, taking it from Jinder Mahal, who was, very first, not draft pick, very first talent acquisition by Monday Night Raw, comes in and loses his belt, which is a bummer because I have him in the fantasy league, but never mind. Danny, what do you think about it?
Well, yeah, we were talking a little bit before the show came on, and I definitely think SmackDown has the better roster at this point. And that's pretty surprising, too, because after watching Raw, I was really worried. Because it seemed like oh, they're taking some of the best parts of SmackDown, let's move it all to Raw. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, they're still doing this thing where they treat Raw like the top show and that's where everybody needs to be.
It was every segment. There's a new person showing up or some, there's only, though, interesting enough, for Raw, the only one that it would... came up from NXT was Drew Galloway, which is interesting to say because on SmackDown they had four, but everyone from Sanity came up as well as Almas, former champ, is going to be making his debut on SmackDown soon. So they really had an influx from NXT on the SmackDown too.
I was going to say SmackDown got... what, six yeah. NXT stars?
Yeah, that's crazy, and
three members of Sanity.
The Iconics debuted the week before, but they're brand new.
But still, yeah. they're up. They're on there now.
They are. And by the way, I love what they're doing. It's kind of watered down a little bit, I think, but I enjoy what they've come out and done so far. And actually, it's nice to see that it can wrestle because they actually put them in the ring this past week. And they had the tag match there with Becky Lynch and Charlotte versus them. And I thought, very, very commendable job. So I think that's good that you get more wrestlers women wrestlers on that show.
And they gave the women a lot of TV time this week on SmackDown. I want to say they gave them like three full segments. So,
yeah, it was it definitely a big positive. But, yeah, so we're watching Monday and we're seeing Jinder Mahal come out. And as the show starts, they brought Jinder out and then... after that, was it Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan all shifted over, because they had a women's match up next.
Yep, bring the Riott Squad over.
Yeah, and then, of course, then out comes The Miz. He announces that he personally signed Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I don't know how you can do that.
Well, with the authorization of Stephanie McMahon.
With the authorization, which, of course, went over Kurt Angle's head. So eventually Kurt's going to be a regular wrestler, I'm guessing, sometime soon. Because it keeps happening to him. I'm sure he won't take it much longer. Either that or he'll go full heel, which would be pretty cool, too.
And then we find out, same segment, Miz is going to SmackDown.
Yes, Miz is going to SmackDown, and he had one last match to end the show. And then we had a backstage shot, and look who it is. It's Breezango, out, you know, so we get Tyler Breeze and Fandango, and then we have another backstage shot after that of Natalya warming up with and Ronda Rousey hanging out with her, and apparently Natalya went from being what, a heel to a face just by switching in the brands.
She can do whatever she wants. She's the crazy cat lady.
She is a crazy cat.
She's got cats.
What was that sign? Yeah. I want these hands, these cats. Yeah.
Get these cats.
It was a pretty funny sign. Then Dolph Ziggler comes out to start a segment. And you know, it's funny. Didn't we theorize when, because he's going to be in town in Rochester May 2nd. And originally he had wrote down May 1st. It was a Tuesday. And we were like speculating back when that first came out that it, I said, is he switching brands? And it's like, and it may have been like a tip off to it, but it's like, but then they change it to May 2nd to just maybe to just swerve us back. I don't know.
Maybe.
But he still shows up on Monday Night Raw. And we think we're safe then, but then we get like this handful of people who are like thrown in a commercial break. Baron Corbin, Zack Ryder, Mojo Rawley, Mike Kanellis, Chad Gable, Victor and Connor, another tag team moves over. And then at the very end of the show, it becomes a glorious Monday Night Raw. And I mean, I think it's great for Bobby Roode. I mean, listen, Monday Night Raw is the head show. It's the number one show. You know, that's where you want to be. And Bobby Roode comes out and he gets the glory. I love it because it's funny when he steps down from the spinning thing. You know, he just sits there and he spins and then he just kind of takes a step off and he's like about 6 inches shorter all of a sudden. But what did you think about Bobby Roode coming over? I mean, that kind of scary because he was in the middle of the U.S. title feud with everybody that, you know, from the last pay-per-view, from WrestleMania.
Right. It seemed like they were going to be maybe extending that whole storyline. But then, yeah, I mean, everything has changed now. But I agree. I think Bobby Roode's a good fit for Monday Night Raw. And I have a feeling, too, that he'll be healing it up, you know, in due time. Because the biggest thing Raw lost is when The Miz got moved. Miz was the best heel on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, definitely.
And now there's a void there. Someone's going to have to fill it. I think Bobby Roode could be perfect in that role.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll see, because they're going to get some time with them. So we saw that after Monday. Maybe we'll take a break and come back and talk about SmackDown. Maybe we'll do it, but I want to say that I got a nice text here from a girl named Tracy. She said, SmackDown, where the champion actually shows up for work every week. Nice little comment there, you know, which is true, you know. I mean, you know, but we're going to get Brock this Monday. I mean, they've announced it already. And then, of course, Friday is the largest Royal Rumble in the history.
Greatest.
Greatest. They call it greatest. We'll be the judge of that after it's over. But we're going to go to break. You listen to Pain Clinic. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number if you're shy. I can read your text. You can watch us on Facebook Live and leave us messages like Tracy just did. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, my man, put a smile on that face. When life tries to get me down, I say no way.
Congratulations. You made the greatest decision as Raw's general manager. You acquired the services of the modern-day Maharaja.
Charlotte, this is pathetic. I mean, you're blaming us. You're blaming little old us for your failure? Ooh, Peyton. Do it. Yeah. I'm Charlotte, and I'm a big baby.
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to The Clinic on Sports 1280 on WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole here.
And I can talk like her, too.
No, I can't. I do a terrible job.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Okay. I'll stop. I have to work on it a little bit, but welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. And don't hold it against them that I do a terrible English accent. Please go to those places and come out, hang out with us May 6th for Backlash pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door. We'll be there, as well as Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. They'll be 7-8 p.m. The pay-per-view starts. Come hang out with us. I'll have some t-shirts to give away. I might have some books. I don't know. Whatever, you know, flips my fancy that day, I'll grab out of my prize box and bring it with me. and you might just get it. So come on out, hang out with us. That's May 6th. And, of course, May 12th, we'll be there for UFC 224. Of course, both at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. That's a 10 p.m. start time. We're there for every UFC pay-per-view. Come hang out with us. There'll be drink specials all night long. I'm sorry, adult beverage specials all night long. You know, I mean, but Coca-Cola is a drink, you know, water's a drink. So, but that's May 12th in Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 224. Let's get back to the action here. We have a call from on the phone with us right now from Troy from Rochester. Troy, let's see if I, let's see if I can make this thing work. There we go. Nope, I kind of screwed up the phones. There we go. Let's see. Troy, you there, buddy?
Yeah, here I am.
There we are. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Took a couple tries. You got it, though.
Yeah, well, you know me. I suck, so go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
You know, I used to get slapped when I was a kid if I said that word I just said a minute ago. It was. So now you
suck.
Know. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was seen as not a nice word, so I would. Never mind. You don't need to know any more about my abusive growing up. So what's going on, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
And I'm just kidding. I wasn't abused. I had the greatest parents in the world. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all good. You know what? Let me tell you this. SmackDown Live is the A show now. Not the B show. It's the A show. They've acquired a lot of talent. I mean, listen, my favorite part of wrestling, I don't know if you guys noticed through the years, I'm always talking about tag teams. That's my favorite part of wrestling. I love tag team wrestling. I love good tag teams. And them boys, SmackDown Live, just acquired the Bar.
They got the Bar. Not only that, they also got the Good Brothers, too.
They got the Good Brothers.
And they got Sanity. Sanity got called up finally.
Yes. And you already had the Bludgeon Brothers. You already had the New Day. You already had the Usos. And now, look, I mean, it's going to be some good competition in the tag team division on SmackDown Live.
I'm excited that Killian Dane is actually going to be up because I think he'd make a great singles wrestler too from Sanity, you know? So, no, I agree. We got the best SmackDown, you know, the best tag teams, you know? I mean, listen, really, what did Breezango do on SmackDown besides backstage vignettes?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you had him in our fantasy league, I don't believe you scored a point this whole last 12 weeks. So, mm-hmm. You know, but, yeah. But, you know, you're right. You're right. And and the best thing is I love Authors of Pain. I'm excited what they're going to do on Monday Night Raw. But, mm-hmm. But I love Sanity. I love these, you know, and we're going to get to see Sheamus and Cesaro there, you know, working with some of these, maybe working with the Bludgeon Brothers. I think that'd be great. That'd be a great matchup.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get some great tag team wrestling out of SmackDown Live. That's going to be awesome. And don't forget the Good Brothers. They can always reunite with AJ Styles to form the club over there.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. That, you know, but now we just need to get Finn to come over, right?
No, he can stay where he's at. They need some kind of talent on Raw. But SmackDown Live, hands down, is the A show now. Let's don't forget about Asuka coming over.
Right, yeah.
Well, I kind of figured that was going to happen after WrestleMania anyways, because you just can't do a one and done with Charlotte, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she came out and defended Charlotte at the end of the night, you know, the end of the match last week, so.
Yeah, I mean, so you got Asuka over there, and then you already had, you had Charlotte, Becky Lynch, the women's division on SmackDown Live, and then you got the Iconics. Watch out for the women's division on SmackDown Live. Like you guys started off the show saying they had three segments. The women's, SmackDown Live has so much talent right now, it's going to be hard. And then don't forget about Samoa Joe. They have so much talent on SmackDown Live right now.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I only have one beef with that, and it's like I wish it would have happened after the next pay-per-view because Samoa Joe is still taking on Roman Reigns at the next pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they also moved the Bar over, and they're fighting for the Raw Tag Team titles.
You're right. So there's two people who are fighting on the wrong brand that they're on now. So it's like, and it's like not like you're going to get to see a revenge match from this or from either of those guys. So it's going to be a one and done with both these guys, which, you know. It's like you have to set the pay-per-view up and everything. They probably could have waited a week, but I think that they were kind of wanting to get it out there. I mean, I'd love to see Joe and Roman Reigns again.
Mm-hmm.
Because Roman Reigns lost to Joe, I think, the last time he wrestled. So
yeah, he did.
You know, but I like Joe coming over because Joe and AJ Styles have a huge history in TNA, you know, mm-hmm. you know, as well as there's a lot of history amongst all these guys that moved over. So it's like, but, you know, they want to try these fantasy matchups that that happened in other companies. You know, I mean, Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania. I mean, that mm-hmm. was, you know, we've talked about the match and we felt that, you know, it was given its time, but, it was in a bad spot in the card, you know, at WrestleMania. So you kind of lost a lot of people at that point. But, I'll go through the list real quick. We have, of course, Jeff Hardy. Comes out with the United States. He comes out and starts the Miz, of course. Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose. So they get mm-hmm. to match back up with Paige now because Paige is now the GM. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe, and we got Big Cass backstage. Obviously, yeah. Big Cass shows up, you know, during our Daniel Bryan interview, mm-hmm. and he comes out and, you know, takes his head off at the end of the show, which is great. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the Giant Killer, you know, Daniel Bryan, because I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. It's just two guys are completely, you know, different styles, different sizes. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Bryan always has been able to get everybody over whenever he's, doesn't matter how. Remember, he beat the Big Show for, you know, I mean, it was the Money in the Bank cash in, but he did beat the Big Show for his first title run. So mm-hmm. you got Asuka, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, Sheamus, Cesaro, and R-Truth, who for some reason thought it was Monday Night Raw.
That was funny. I love that.
My
segment.
Bad. He thought it was Monday
Night. That was funny.
And then, of course, we get Sanity, Eric Young, Alexander Wolf, Killian Dane, and then, of course, Almas with Zelina Vega, which Zelina Vega comes.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, Zelina Vega comes out. Man, she's sexy. I gotta say that. Mm. I mean, that's not nice. That's not a bad thing to say, but you know, I think she. And ever since she's been up with him, he's been like. I mean, he's always been a good wrestler, but he's taken it to another level with the manager.
Well, even there's an interview with Drew McIntyre this week where he even said, you know, Almas was great, but he was always missing something, and as soon as they paired him up with Vega, he just took off.
And I like how she's like, she, you know, she's kind of like, you know, she keeps paparazzi away and she keeps everyone away from him and speaks for him and doesn't let him talk really for himself much. But I cannot wait to see who they're going to match him up first when he sort of debuts on SmackDown.
I mean, just think of some of the potential matches you have when the brand has Daniel Bryan, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. You're going to be introducing Andrade Cien Almas in the mix. I'm really excited for SmackDown now.
All right.
Yeah, SmackDown Live is the halftime of the A show now. And you can't forget about Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah. And think about this. They only got 2 hours. You know, it's like now they have all this new talent.
I wish SmackDown was 3 hours now.
Yeah, no, me too. I was thinking, it's like maybe they could have drafted the 1 hour from Raw and put it on SmackDown, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting to. It's like it's going to be hard for some superstars to get TV time because they have so much talent now. It's definitely the A show now. Definitely the A show.
Well, cool, man. I mean,
they have so much talent.
They do. Thank you for calling, brother.
All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. If you want to call us, you can text us. We have a few texts that we've gotten. I got this from Big John Dud in Alba. He's like, I'm sorry, but the Iconics are hot as hell.
Don't have to be sorry.
Yeah, you don't got to be sorry about that, unless your wife's standing over your shoulder then when you were typing this. But especially Peyton Royce, and they actually make it palatable, which I agree. You know, and it's like, and they actually got to wrestle this past week, too, which was great. We have another message, too. From Rashawn, our buddy Rashawn. Can't wait for Peyton to turn on Billy. Plus, the Mean Girls gimmick is so overdone. Oh, he thinks that. I don't know. I don't know. When you look like that, they can do whatever they want out there sometimes, you know? I mean, and it will pick up. And plus, that's, you know, if you saw what they were doing in down in the minors, you know, down in. NXT, that, you know, I think. We thought they were coming up a long time ago. We felt that they were good enough to, you know. Especially because they like to promote the bikini models and stuff, you know. I'm being serious, you know. I mean, that's the way they move on that. Danny, what do you think?
About all of this. I mean, I think that they're still a little unsure of themselves because compared to what they've done on NXT, I felt like they seemed a little off their first 2 weeks on SmackDown. But I think that's just them. They're going to get comfortable. They're going to find a groove. But yeah. Again, here's what else I would like to happen.
Sure.
Because we know that Vince McMahon has relinquished some control of 205 Live.
Oh, yeah. Because
we've seen the improvement in that.
Yeah, it's become.
Could we maybe hand SmackDown to Triple H, too?
He's there still, you know?
I mean, let Vince do Monday Night Raw. That's his baby. It always has been. It always will be. But then, like, that's it. Like, keep him can we draft exclusively Vince McMahon to the Raw brand?
You know, Vince McMahon, I have a feeling one of these days it's going to be come out of the blue and it'll be like, he retired. And we're going to find out about, he retired 2 months ago. Something like that. It'll happen. Because, I mean, he's old enough to retire. You know, I mean, listen, I still trust his judgment. Maybe he can pass some things by at the old folks' home that he's staying at and get his ideas on it. But he doesn't have to, you know, nix and, you know, everything out there, you know, or, you know. And I do like the wrestling-intensive shows, like now the 205 is. 222-1280, Star 1280. We got Brian on the phone. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. You know, I may be wrong, but wasn't it one of the years when they did the draft? Didn't they have a match... And then the winner of that brand had a selection.
Yeah, they changed it this year. There wasn't really a draft. It was more of like a behind the stage type of thing. They, you know, I remember when they used to have the big ball thing out, and they would pull the ball out, and you would. Yep. That's the guy you would get. And so, you know, I mean, there's different ways to make it look good. I mean, I'm guessing that they knew before WrestleMania who was going where, anyways, because. You know, it's you know, it gives people, you know, a chance to, you know, try something new and, you know, get work with different creative people writing the shows and stuff.
And what do you guys think about the pay-per-views with both shows now?
I do like the song. I like the video they put out with
everyone.
Thanks, guys. Okay, thanks. Take it easy, Brian. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. I like, you know what, because we've always said that you can probably, each brand can probably put out three or four great matches, but they can't do like eight great ones on a pay-per-view. So there's always like a, you know, a 10-man elimination match to start the show or something. Now we're going to get, you know, great matches from both brands, you know, and not have to worry much about filler. You know, do you see the video that they've been running the last couple of weeks with everybody singing and about the mixed brand pay-per-views now, or live events or whatever they call them?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a pass on that.
You don't like them lip singing to everything?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I just have a hard time. Like, oh yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put everybody back on pay-per-views. It's like. So are we already regretting the draft split? Are we already regretting having the two separate brands?
Yes.
Because this is what happened last time.
And then it started bleeding over amongst the matches. So, yeah. No, I agree. And it's like, you know, they always have those, like, close encounters backstage where they could, like, tease something between people from different brands, which they used to do all the time. Brian, it's good for the quality of matches we're going to get. Otherwise, it's just going to... eventually pull apart their branding, and it's gonna. And I don't have a problem with that. John Cena was the first one to make a crack in the armor, anyways, from going from brand to brand at his choice. So, I got a message from somebody. Colin Delaney appeared in Ring of Honor this past week.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was in the Futures match.
Yeah, he was in the Future of Honor match for the Steel City tapings they did.
Yeah,
he actually came out victorious.
He did. So, and
so it's been a good couple weeks for Colin Delaney.
Yeah, he opens a brand new store here. What's it? Pop Rocks.
Pop Rock
on East Main Street here. And then he shows up on Ring of Honor. Maybe he didn't want to wait out WWE to bring him back again for the 205 division there. But still, Ring of Honor still is in good standings with WWE, too, because they pretty much get all their talent from there.
And from the reports, too, Delaney was over, even though the guy he was facing was pretty much a local guy. So, I don't know, good week for Colin.
Definitely a good week. When we go to break on that, give us a call, 222-1280, star 12 is the number. You can text us at that number. And by the way, Tracy's a guy's name. I apologize for that when I was reading that last one.
But can I call out a texter?
Yes.
Just because I want to know. They texted in RIP Good Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's kind of a vague take, so I'm not really calling them out. I just want to know more.
What they mean. Like, well, maybe they're talking about the passing of Bruno Sammartino this week.
Perhaps.
We lost Bruno Sammartino Wednesday, and also manager Paul Jones. Never wrestled for the WWE, never wrestled up here, but they acknowledge he passed away at 75. This past Wednesday, both wrestlers passed away. We sent our condolences to their family. Bruno being on the show in the past, definitely it was a big shock. But he was a guy who the company had the belt on for 7 years. They focused on this guy. He was if you were your age now when he was the wrestler, he was the John Cena. He was the guy. He was the Bob Backlund. He was the Hulk Hogan. And that's how big he was. And he was a huge star outside of wrestling, too. So... Rest in peace, Bruno, and we send our condolences to you and your family, as well as Paula Jones. We're going to go to break on that. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Why did I help AJ Styles? Here's a unique thing here. Because I respect him. Let me tell you a little story. Okay, the 3 years that I was fighting to come back to WWE, I made a list of superstars that I wanted to face to help motivate me. At the top of that list, AJ Styles, because he's the best. Okay? That's a match nobody thought that they would see here in the WWE, and I wanted to prove to everybody else and to myself that I hadn't lost a step. But unfortunately, Shinsuke Nakamura ruined that.
Well, old DC is back on Monday Night Raw. Oh, so sad, so sad. You know, a lot of things are the same around here. A lot of things change. I still steal the show everywhere I go.
Hey, you got the Funk Man here, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Our number is 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us if you're shy. Put a 585 on it if you're outside the area code. This is Baron Corbin, who's now a Monday Night Raw guy. I kind of like his new music. It sounds a little bit, if you listen to the beginning of the song, it kind of reminds me of, and I know this is probably, I'm going to play it again just a little bit. It sounds like the beginning of like Legend of Zelda. There's like in the temple, you go into the temple.
Okay, I get you.
Okay.
I can get down with that.
Okay. So that's why I like it, because it's actually a game I can play. But welcome back to the show. We talked all about what was it called again?
The Superstar Shakeup.
Superstar Shakeup. But we haven't really talked about the real Superstar Shakeup yet, about big news from John Cena.
John Cena getting drafted to Bachelor Life?
Yeah, John Cena's been drafted to Bachelor Life. Him and Nikki Bella put out a message this week, and actually they sent out to US Weekly, which is one of those magazines you find in the bathroom sometimes.
Okay,
know?
Is it US Weekly or is it Us Weekly?
I don't know. Maybe it's Us Weekly.
I had this debate with my wife. She goes, isn't it Us? I'm like, well, the U and the S are both capitalized.
Hey, Brianna, is it Us Weekly or US Weekly? It's Us Weekly. Okay, it is. Okay, never mind.
Well, then make the S lowercase, damn it.
I know, because it looks like, you know, it looks like a real magazine. US Weekly, we're going to get some real news. No, it's just telling us that they wrote this. While the decision was a difficult one, we continue to have a great deal of love and respect for one another. We ask that you respect our privacy during this time in our lives. So John Cena and Nikki Bella are no longer a couple. Danny and I immediately go back to a feud he had with The Miz in SmackDown, and where Miz said it'll never last as long as Maurice and I. And heck, they didn't even get a chance to last that long because they were broken up before the marriage ever happened. This is after this proposal that happened at WrestleMania last year. I don't know. What do you think? Does it make John Cena look bad?
I mean, even if it was amicable, the story's coming out, yet make it seem like he's just...
He wants to do his own thing. He's in control of his life, and it's like it's hard for someone else to be part of his life. He's a control freak.
But then you also have people coming out saying, you know, this just makes us believe that the whole thing was a sham to, you know, create storyline and give them something to record for Total Divas and then allowed them to have the spinoff, you know, Total Bellas and all that nonsense.
Do you think this might have been a sham the whole time? Just to make a TV show?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I mean, if you ever watched the Total Bellas show, John's not on it or rarely on it. So
he was the centerpiece of the first season with him and all of his house rules.
True. And that's the thing, too, is it's like, but most of the time, it's just the two Bella sisters doing their thing, you know, going out and going to a farm market or, you know, and Daniel Bryan is in it a lot, but John never was in it nearly as much as anybody else. So I wonder if he just flew him in for a guest appearance on the show and then fly him back out.
Like, John, you know? You mind if we film a show at your house?
Yeah.
You don't have to be there. We just.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just wonder, you know, I mean, and my feeling is maybe when the marriage proposal happened, that might have been at the end of it, you know, and it's just someone said, this would be a great story. Let's do it at the end. And then they went on the Today Show the next day, you know, and talked about it and stuff, you know, and who knows? You know, I mean, it's, you know, and she's a very attractive woman, I'll say. And it kills me. It's like, you know, you say, well, I would never leave someone that attractive. But then, you know, but still people do leave super attractive women all the time. You know, they like, you know, the supermodels get married and then they're divorced 3 years later because someone gets bored of them. It's like, how can you get bored of that? You know, but nevertheless,
I have to say, though, you know, there's times where I absolutely hate the internet, but then there's times where the internet just makes me, you know, very happy. And seeing some of the reactions to this story this week, like Dolph Ziggler wanting to cash in his briefcase on Nikki Bella,
yeah,
or someone suggesting that maybe John Cena scratch off the loyalty and respect from all of his t-shirts. And
wow. Wow. Yeah, there's been some terrible ones. Very funny, though. But it's interesting, is I think there's a really good chance we're going to have Dolph Ziggler on the show next week. So maybe we could ask him about it, because he's going to be in town May 2nd, and next week's our last show before May 2nd. So it's like he either, if he was going to come on to promote it, it'll have to be next week, which it could have been this week. It could have been, you know, DC, Cash, and Dolph Ziggler show, but he did not get back to me. So we'll
DZ
see.
DZ and DC.
Yeah, DZ and DC. So we'll see. Maybe, I'm sure he'll have some things to say about it. Maybe he'll tell us some jokes about it, you know. But we're going to go see him May 2nd at Carlson Comedy at the Carlson. You definitely want to. It's a Wednesday night. And I think it's $25 to get in, and I'm sure he'll meet people after it too, take pictures with people and stuff, because that's usually what all comedians do. You know, you were there last week for who was it?
Ron Funches.
Right, yeah, Ron Funches. And did you get a picture with him at all or anything?
No, he kind of did his thing and then immediately went to the back. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
he didn't come out and do stuff. Sell merchandise or anything?
No.
Okay. Maybe not everybody does that then. Never mind. Don't let me assume that all comedians do that.
Well, I know when Mick Foley was in town doing his thing, he did take that time after his show to anybody that wanted to, you know, meet him, get a picture. He was totally available. So.
Sure. That's true.
All depends on the person.
I mean, we went and had a garbage plate with Mick Foley. We walked to the two places away. What was it? Webster Hots or something?
Yeah, it was Webster Hots.
Yeah, we walked over there, you know, after, and we had garbage plates with everybody. It was like all the comedians, and there must have been like 20 of us all having hot. Murph and I were there. Murph and I had garbage plates with them. So.
Then Foley got his dance on with me and the boys.
Yeah. Oh, boy. He's coming back, too. He's going to be in Buffalo some in the next couple of weeks. I think it's in June. He's doing a spoken word at the, what's it called again, Helium? The Helium Comedy Club. So definitely. And we also have other shows coming to Comedy at the Carlson, too. We've got a
period. Raven.
Raven's going to be doing a whole weekend there, apparently. So. And Raven has some incredible stories. And if you've ever heard some of Mick Foley's stories that involve Raven, maybe he'll bring them back up. They're not really good for radio, we'll say. But they're, you know, they're definitely interesting stories, especially when him and The Rock and Raven went to a certain club in Germany. Maybe he'll tell that story. But there's definitely some good Ravens. Raven's a very smart man, too, and he's been around for a lot. As well as Bruce Pritchard, it just started this past week. They've been running the promo on SmackDown for Bruce Pritchard's new podcast. He's going to be doing one live here at the Comedy at the Carlson. I can't remember the day. I don't know if it's, I think it's June. It might be.
Now, that'll be his personal podcast.
I don't, yeah, but I think
I'm assuming not the televised one for.
I'm not sure. I thought that was the whole thing. It's the same name. So I thought it was like
the one they're doing for the network is Something More to Wrestle.
Oh, Something More to Wrestle. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So, but Bruce Pritchard, one guy we've never had in the show, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting him on sometime because, I mean, we had his brother Tom on when Tom Pritchard came on, talked about training wrestlers and stuff, you know, and Bruce, of course, you know, being brother love, as well as he was the head creative person in TNA, actually, towards the end of Samoa Joe's and AJ Styles' time there. He was in charge of creative, so he probably has some great stories about that, too. So why don't we go to break on that? 222-1280, star 1280. We've got some more message. Big Thunder blames Vince and Kevin Dunn. I'm guessing, yes. For what? Just for everything? Kevin Dunn and Vince.
I blame Dunn for making me sick with all the camera swaps and zooms.
Yeah,
and
by the way, I'm getting really tired of that. The zoom in and out. It's like every time there's action in the ring, they start doing that. And I just don't get it. Not really sure why, you know. Yes. Sometimes there'll be a shot where you see a guy miss a dude by three inches when he's, you know, another guy reacts to the punch, But that's only because they're in a bad position on the side.
I like to think that's why Cesaro stopped doing the Cesaro swing, because he saw how stupid they made it look on TV.
It made me even more dizzy, too. You know, but we're going to go to break on that. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 12 is the number, and we're going to do some Velveteen Dream into break. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Hi, this is Jerry the King Lawler from the WWE on the Pain Clinic, right here on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Jerry Lawler. This is Killian Dane's music. You'll get used to it. You'll start hearing it. They let him wrestle singular. This is not Sanity's music, though. Sanity's a little bit crazier. But welcome back to the show. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. And we will be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for May 6th for Backlash Pay-Per-View. Come hang out with us. There's no cover. Full menu. We'll have a good time. I'll have some stuff to give away. Come hang out with us. And if you're into UFC, May 12th, we'll be there for UFC 224. That's right, Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's a 10 p.m. start time. It's also a Saturday. It'll be hosted by us as well, and we'll have a lot of fun, I promise you. And I make stupid dad jokes, and you know what? I try not to be more entertaining than wrestling, because that's what we're there, or the UFC MMA stuff, because that's where we're there to watch. But on occasion, if you come out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door, you might catch a little accordion play with Mario, and which was great, because I went out and hung out on Thursday night at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, and they do karaoke, and I was with Double B, Brian Burke, and he was singing some karaoke songs. And then Mario came out and accompanied the karaoke with the accordion, which was awesome. And he also did a Tom Jones song, What's New Pussycat, which was fantastic. So if you ever want to go out to Salvatore's on a Thursday night, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, it's karaoke night. And he does trivia questions, and you get prizes, and it's really a pretty fun night overall. It's a Thursday night, but it's a lot of fun. It goes till like 11, so definitely check it out sometime. It's the first time I've been there on it, so it was pretty cool. But Mario and his accordion will show up for every wrestling, too. So I know it puts a lot of pressure on him, but he came out and did the Undertaker's theme while the Undertaker's theme was going on, and I couldn't tell it stopped. It was that silly.
And he played Charlotte's theme, too.
Played Charlotte's theme. He did a lot of stuff. He did Stone Cold at one point. So you can like make requests, and he'll play it on the accordion. So welcome back to the show. We are talking. We talked about everything going on in WWE. We just finished up with John Cena and Nikki Bella. Anything we missed there? Yeah.
Well, we got a good text in with some questions. A big breaking news thing also this week. So the Greatest Royal Rumble happening next Friday. When they were first laying out the card, they said one of the matches we were going to get was Rusev versus The Undertaker in a casket match.
Yeah, and then we heard it was canceled by they changed it.
Yeah, just so happened to be adjusted after Rusev was on TMZ saying how old The Undertaker is, and you know they're going to put him out of his misery.
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, that match is changed to Undertaker Chris Jericho. So then, around Wednesday of this week, it's announced that, nope, it's back on, Rusev versus Undertaker in a casket match. And you have to give Rusev credit. You wouldn't think of it. He is incredibly funny, because Thursday on Twitter, he posted the picture of the match card of Undertaker versus Chris Jericho in the casket match.
Yeah.
And he put hashtag Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Someone's like, no, Rusev, don't do it. They'll pull you out of the match again.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he is an entertaining guy. I mean, they are a great couple. I follow him on Instagram, and it's like he's kind of like the curmudgeon-y old man compared to her. She's always like, you know, she's like the little dog hopping around going, Spike, Spike, what are we going to do? Spike, Spike. And she's always like hyperactive and doing stuff. And he's like, calm down, sit down, relax. You know, he's like, but it's funny, is they were running the ads still on Monday and Tuesday for him versus The Undertaker. Ooh, donuts. More donuts just showed up. Sorry. They were showing the ad still, and I go, why do they keep showing this? They had plenty of time to change it out, you know, under Rusev versus Undertaker in a casket match. And I said, I bet you it's back on.
It's back on.
It's back on.
And then the rumors came out that the whole reason it was adjusted was because WWE didn't like what he was saying and that they thought Undertaker would be upset, and Undertaker didn't care.
It's a character thing. He's trying to promote a match. What else are you going to do? Say, I'm going to lose. You know, I mean, it's like he's got to come out and say, I'm going to, you know, finish him off. That's why we have the casket, you know? It's kind of like the part of the buildup. It's like some people just, it's funny that some people in the world of wrestling just sometimes don't get doing character stuff. And that's what he was doing, you know? Especially in his own private time when he's like in TMZ was there, or like I said, Alana's on Instagram all the time doing videos, all the time. Multiple times a day you can catch her doing live stuff while she's doing makeup or when she's backstage and stuff. And Paige does the same thing, too. But Paige, you know, Paige, I don't think she gets in trouble for doing it, though.
Well, but, Paige has already gotten in plenty of hot water.
Well, the interesting thing about the greatest Royal Rumble ever is that it's going to be a five-hour wrestling show with a one-hour pre-show. It's going to start, I think, is it 11 on Friday with the pre-show and then 12 o'clock the main action starts?
Maybe. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. So, but what's good? You're going to have seven titles defended. No women's titles, because that's not for the, that's not what, you know, it's not, they don't let women wrestle where they are. And so I'm sure they'll show up. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do. Seven title matches and then 50 man Royal Rumble. And also, That's eight matches. Then you can casket match. That's nine matches. So, yeah, it sounds like...
And that Rumble's going to take a long time.
I know, 50 people.
It's going to take a long time.
I know. You start off with two in the ring, and then you're going to add 48 more.
So yeah, but it is 11 o'clock pre-show, and then main card starts at noon.
Wow. And it's, yeah, 5 hours show. So you go noon to five. Yeah, yeah, I know. Are anybody going to be calling in sick out there? 222-1280, Star Toys, a number. Got a question. It's like, Pain Clinic, is Taker Rusev back on? Yes, it is. Also, what do you think of Corbin on Raw now? Is No Way Jose gimmick going to last longer than the guy from a couple years ago?
And I know exactly what he meant,
Adam
too.
Rose?
Yeah, because that's all I see when I see
the conga
him
line.
Doing his thing. Yeah.
I don't know. No Way Jose is a pretty good wrestler. Every time I've seen him wrestle, he's a great wrestler. So at least he's got that on his side. He at least can work.
Yeah, but Lapan was a great wrestler too, and look what they did with him.
Yeah, it's true. And he spent more time doing that falling back into the crowd off the edge of the ring than he did planning out the matches, you know, and having issues he had. So, yeah.
And then as far as Corbin, I know that Vince is still really high on the guy, but it doesn't bode well that they moved you over in the Superstar Shakeup, but all you get is like a little video clip.
Yeah, you're considering
all the guys that they gave screen time to that they were moving over, and then they're just like, oh yeah, we're bringing Baron Corbin over too.
You're the add-on to the list when they're, and by the way, these six people all came over too, so it's like, man, yeah.
It's like your compensatory picks in the draft.
And I like the guy. I mean, I do like him. I mean, it's like I want to see him get a push. And I thought he was getting a pretty good push towards the heavyweight title when AJ was carrying it for a while. And it's like, and then they just kind of pushed him back to the U.S. title, and they would never put him over on that. I don't know what he's doing wrong out there. I think he's going to be a power wrestler. Maybe him and Cass could be like a tag team, and they call them Skyscrapers or something.
Well, not when they're on different brands.
Yeah, I know now they're on different brands. You can't do that anymore. But there's just I don't know what, you know, what's not good about him. I mean, maybe they don't like that he's got, you know, male age baldness starting. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I have no problem with it. I know when NXT, I liked him better in NXT because I think he was an eviler character. And, you know, and he used to, who was the musician that used to hang out with him? It's like a band. They would show up and the dude with, like the lead singer was like his buddy or something.
I can't remember.
Yeah. It's been a while since he's been down in the minors. But yeah, I mean, this is a guy who, you know, won the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. As well. So did Mojo. Actually, they have them all on the same brand now, all the winners. Except for the Big Show, we don't know, but he'll probably pop up again sometime soon. I guess he's doing pretty good now.
I mean, all I can think of is, remember when they did that NXT special where they were like following the guys and watching their progress and then eventually the call-ups and stuff? Yeah. The only thing I can think of is the character you see of Baron Corbin on TV, to me, probably isn't that much different than the real life Baron Corbin. He just seems like the kind of guy that would rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that maybe that plays into it. Maybe he's not popular with the guys backstage. I don't know what it is.
You know, that could be it.
He has potential, though.
And he called some people out, too, when he first showed up, like John Cena and some other people. And maybe he was, like, going a little bit over his shoulders, calling out people to wrestle that maybe, you know, he has to build himself up to instead of just... I mean, he did have... I mean, him and Dolph Ziggler wrestled for half a year. You know, every match they were on the pre-show or on the when they were traveling and doing the live events, it's like they wrestled each other for 6 months. So it's like, of course, neither of those guys are in good standings, I don't think, you know. So I don't know. I don't know.
And we just got another text in, too. It's the Mark letting us know that he'll be watching the Greatest Royal Rumble starting at 9 o'clock out in California.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bad time. You know, I mean, actually, that's a whole day.
I just can't imagine waking up and at 9 o'clock watching a wrestling pay-per-view for 5 hours. Although, I considered staying up at 3 a.m. to watch Wrestle Kingdom, so there's that.
Well, that was on when we came into work, in that day. It was still going on, so true. Well, that's the end of the show. Now, listen, look for us on our Facebook page to see if we're going to have Dolph Ziggler. We should. He's going to be in town May 2nd at Comedy at the Carlson. And the last opportunity for him to be on the Pain Clinic is next Saturday. So we'll see what happens. I'll definitely let you guys know on Facebook and stuff. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Danny, for making it out. It was the Cash DC and Cash show.
These are always my favorite shows.
Yeah, we always cover quite a lot, and we don't
got to deal with those other clowns.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm sure they'll be back soon. Danger Boy is definitely back next week, so we're gonna get out of here. But thank you so much for listening. Please be our friend on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Check out all our old shows on thepainclinic.net, and we're on iTunes too. So check that out. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.